ओम शांति। टुडेज टॉपिक इज प्रोसेस ऑफ बिकमिंग एन एंजल। हाउ टू बिकम एन एंजल। सो वी कैनॉट बिकम, नो वन कैन बिकम एन एंजल इन अ डे। इट इज अ प्रोसेस, वी हैव टू गो थ्रू दैट प्रोसेस। First is from Brahmin to angel, right? First we have to become a good Brahmin, then only we can become an angel, right? And then there are four steps from Brahmin to angel. There are four steps, and then sixth is angel, right? So I'll be discussing with you today how to become an angel from Brahmin, right? Let's talk about first about Brahmin. What is a Brahmin? See, the meaning of Brahmin is like Brahma, Brahma Baba. Brahma means big or unlimited. Are you getting translation, everyone? Yes? Okay. Brahma means big or unlimited, right? Ma means mother, right? Brahma is big mother or unlimited mother, right? We are all children of Brahma Baba, right? We are Brahmins. So Brahmin, the very word Brahmin has got meaning in it. Brahma means big or unlimited. Man means mind. Mind or intellect, right? So the Brahmin means the one with a big intellect and mind. Brahmin is, who is Brahmin? Brahmin is one with a big or unlimited intellect and mind. When we were not Brahmins, we had limited intellect and mind, right? We used to think about only about our body, our relationships, our house, our property, our habits, our nature, isn't it? We were occupied by this only. But now as Brahmins, once we have become Brahmins, our intellect and mind has become unlimited. We think about the whole universe, each and every soul in the world, all the five elements of the world, in the world, right? Our intellect, when we do meditation, we give vibrations to the whole world, each and every soul in the world, right? So that is a Brahmin. Not getting voice? Noise? Slow, okay. So Brahmin is, who is a Brahmin? Brahman is a one, who has got unlimited intellect and mind, who thinks about the whole world, each and every soul in the world, irrespective of religion, caste or place, and all the five elements of the universe. So if we understand the definition of Brahmin, then our half of the problems are solved. A good Brahmin is always, can achieve the target very fast. Now, what is an angel? Angel is one who is detached from every human being and all the five elements. Brahmin is one who has unlimited mind and intellect, and angel is one who is detached completely from five elements and all the human beings, and who is just always attached with the God, with Baba. Now, what are the processes with what are the four steps to become an angel from a Brahmin? The first step is understanding in depth godly knowledge, meditation or yoga, then inculcation of divine values, and fourth is service. That is, our four subjects, we have to understand them in depth, not superficially. That is the first step. All the four subjects, we have to understand them in depth. And then second step is application. First is understanding the four subjects in depth. Second is application or practice. So whatever we have understood, then you apply in our lives. Each and every thought, each and every speech, and each and every action. And then the third step is, once you start applying in day-to-day life all these four subjects and each and every second also, then what happens? Then we develop certain, or we develop certain, you know, we become embodiment of certain values which are essential to become an angel. First of them is introvertness, or Baba says antarmukta, antarmukhi, right? Second is liking for solitude, ekantvas, you know, ekantvasi for Hindi brothers and sisters, ekantvasi, yeah? And then comes concentration, ekagrata. And once that concentration comes in, then we feel absorbed in one, that is one Father. That even before this, once we have introvertness, you develop introvertness, then we remain absorbed in solitude, we start liking solitude, then we become focused, that is concentrated, right? Focus in one, ekagrata. And then comes determination, right? Because without determination or dridhta, we cannot achieve anything. Once you have these four, you become embodiment of these four values, then comes oneness. That is the fourth step. Oneness means only, this is only one thought. I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. That is the volcanic stage of meditation. Only one thought. That one thought, you know, whatever sinful actions we had in last 63 births, those are burnt or deleted. Those memories are deleted. Right? And then comes the angelic stage. Now we'll go step by step. First was understanding in depth the knowledge, the godly knowledge. I hope I'm clear. Everyone is able to understand till now? Fine. So in depth understanding of the knowledge, the godly knowledge. So we all understand that we are constant point of energy situated in the center of the forehead. About 2.5 inches from this point and 3.5 inches from this point, right? It's not under the skin. It's 2.5 inches deeper than this point and 3 inches below this point, right? And what is that point? That is, you know, there are two brains, right brain and left brain. and the right brain and left brain, they both, the controlling center for both the brains is hypothalamus. Hypothalamus is also called as brain of the brains. Brain of the both the brains, right? Where all the information from these two brains is encoded here. Hypothalamus has a biological clock. It determines your time to sleep, time to get up, time for meditation, time for walking, time for breakfast, lunch, dinner, working. Everything is there. Hypothalamus also has a thermostat to keep the body temperature 37 all the time. In Russia or America or India or Africa, it remains same everywhere under whatever circumstances. And this hypothalamus, then from the hypothalamus, there's a duct and then there's a pituitary gland, master gland of the body. So from the hormone, from where the hormones are secreted to control, to harmonize the each and every cell of the body. The soul is a constant point of energy which makes this body function. Soul, in the dormant phase, when it is outside the body, it has all the three subtle faculties, mind, intellect and personality traits or results. And it has got seven innate energies, innate qualities or energies, right? When the soul enters the body, that means in the fetus, in the mother's womb, at 5 months of age, that is around 20 weeks it enters the womb, mother's womb. Then it brings with it seven energies from the last birth. Right? And then these seven, when the soul enters the womb, then it starts nourishing the fetus with those seven energies. It comes and sits here in the fetus. Right? Hypothalamus is the place where the spiritual energy is translated into mental energy. That means, what is mind? Mind has got four aspects. It is called as theme. Theme. T for thoughts, E for emotions, A for attitudes, and M for memories. Right? So mind has got, Baba has explained to us in many times in Murlis, that mind has got four aspects. Thoughts, emotions, attitudes, and memories. If you speak in Hindi, it is sankalp. Thoughts means sankalp. Emotions means bhavanai, attitudes means vritti or drishtikon, and M for memories. Memories means smriti, yade, right? So the soul is releasing seven energies and they nourish the body in the fetus through mind. That is, soul has got, what are those seven energies? Yes. First is knowledge, right? Knowledge of the truth. God is truth. Soul is truth. So the knowledge is coming from here to each and every cell of the body. What is that knowledge? In its sense, the knowledge is A, B, C, D. Right? I'm giving you some easy way to remember, right? Knowledge is so big. Baba says it is so extensive. It cannot be written in books. It cannot be written on this. If we make the whole planet or whole earth as paper, it cannot be written, right? But in a sense, it has got four aspects, knowledge. A, B, C, D. A for Atma. I'm a soul. I'm a constant point of energy. B means Baba. Baba means father. Right? So I am a constant point of energy, and I am son of Supreme Soul, God, Father. C means connections. I have all the connections with Him only. Especially 9 connections. First is mother. Second is father. Mother through Brahma, Brahma Baba. Shiv Baba nourishes me through Brahma Baba as mother and gives me lift of divine intellect, right? Lift of divine intellect, which takes me from here to subtle world in less than a second. Right? Mother makes the life easier for the children, right? Isn't it? From the day we were born, God had given this gift of divine intellect, right? We'll discuss what is divine intellect later on. Then, so first is C for connections, that is relationships. First is mother, second is father, third is teacher, fourth is guru, satguru, preceptor, fifth is, yes, brother, bandhu, seventh is, yes, friend, sakha, then surgeon, then sorry, sajan, the most beloved, right? That is eighth. Now that's the seventh or eighth, then you can count yourself. Then last is surgeon. Second last is surgeon. Soul has five diseases. Lust, anger, ego, attachment, right? Greed. So lust, anger, greed, attachment and ego. So these are 5 diseases soul has inside. So surgeon takes care of these 5 diseases. And the last is child. So these are 9 relationships with the Supreme, right? And with all other people in the society, maybe my husband, maybe my mother, maybe my father, maybe my wife, or maybe my friend, or whatever, my children, right? My partner, business partner, those are not relationships. They are my duties. Because of the past birth, I have accounts to clear with them. That's why someone has become my friend, my father, mother, friend, or my wife, husband, or children, or whatever, business partners, to clear accounts of the past birth. Past births. Not only one birth, past births. Right? So A, B, C, and then D is, this world is in a drama. In this drama, we all are actors. Each soul is an actor, and each soul is playing accurate part in this drama as per karma philosophy. And God, my sweet Baba, is director of this drama, and he is directing this drama as per karma philosophy. If someone, say, for example, if someone is giving me pain, and if ask Baba, please ask him, don't give me pain. Then he will ask that person not to give pain. No, he'll say, give this pain, and also take the interest, right? Give more, you know, so that everything is clear. But if I am honest with Baba, truthful with Baba, I remember him truthfully, then he gives me power of tolerance, power to face, power to judge, power of discretion. And I can take care of that pain without feeling more about it, right? That will become like, you know, very little pain, right? So whatever has happened in this drama is good. Whatever is happening is better. Why it is better? Because now God is with, is my friend. Baba is my friend. Baba is my everything, right? And whatever will happen will be the best. And why best? Because now I know that after some time I'll become what? An angel, and later on a deity, right? We'll have golden palaces. Palaces made up of gold and jewels, and always healthy, wealthy and happy. No need to earn. No need to cook. Everything will be automatic, right? Automated. Okay, so this is the innocence is knowledge, right? This knowledge is going to each and every cell of the body. 80,000 billion cells in the body. Through mind. What is mind? Mind is theme. That means through thoughts, through emotions, through attitudes and through memories. Right? This knowledge leads to purity of mind and intellect. So, first is knowledge. If you want to remember the sequence of seven energies, then the sequence is KP square, that is KPP, LHBP, low high blood pressure, right? KP square, low high blood pressure, right? K is for knowledge, P for purity, P for peace, L for happiness, L for love, H for happiness, B for bliss, and P for powers, right? In that sequence. So knowledge of ABCD leads to purity of mind and intellect. It purifies my mind and intellect. And then when my mind is purified, my intellect is purified, that ABCD gets engraved in my intellect. I become embodiment of ABCD. Then my intellect becomes pure, right? And number of thoughts become less. Isn't it? And what that is called as peace. Right? So knowledge leads to purity and purity leads to peace. Peace means positive thoughts which are less in number. Positive thoughts are always less in number. Right? And once you have that positive thoughts coming, and which are less in number, you achieve peace, you start feeling little cool down, easy inside, right? And that gives us feeling of love. What is the definition of love? Anyone? What is the definition of love? Yes? Love is not caring. Caring. But love is caring, but not only caring, right? A mother takes care of the child, but keeps on scolding all the time. Then child will say, my mother loves me. No, he will not say. It's a dignified care, right? Dignified caring is called love. Dignified or respectful care is called love, right? I care for my friends, my children, my wife, my husband, my parents, but I always feel that they are individuals. I give them equal respect or more respect. Right? Right? That is called as love. But that happens when you have less number of thoughts, when you are peaceful inside, when you are pure and peaceful inside, only then you can develop this. Right? That is called as selfless love, unconditional love, true love, spiritual love. Right? And once you start having this type of love, feeling of love for everyone, and that gives you happiness, right? Super senseless joy, because I don't have any enemies. I love everyone. I love each and every human being on this planet. That gives you feeling of super senseless joy, right? Happiness. And that happiness brings bliss. Bliss is in the spectrum, is the extreme of happiness. Ecstasy. You feel beyond everything. Right? And once you achieve that stage of bliss, that brings you powers. Power of discretion. Power of judgment. What has brought me bliss? Then you start discreting that as the right thing. Right? Then you start judging in the right way. Yes, this gives me bliss, this gives me pain. Right? So I prefer this. I'll go for this. Am I right? That gives me power to withdraw. Like a tortoise, right? I don't waste time because I want to remain in bliss. I want to eat, use my hands, and as it is over, again I absorb in bliss. Power to withdraw. Power to pick up. Right? It gives me power to tolerate. To enjoy that bliss, I can tolerate anything. Right? Power to face. Whatever comes, I don't bother. Anyone leaves me, doesn't matter. Right? That gives me power to adjust. And that gives me power to cooperate. So these are the seven energies in this sequence. Right? And soul is nourishing each and every cell of my body through these seven energies. Through mind, through thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories. Now, soul is releasing these seven energies in this part of the brain, in the hypothalamus, between hypothalamus and pituitary, and behind these two glands is pineal gland. Soul is not situated in the pineal gland, it is in the lower part of the hypothalamus. That is the seat of the soul. Because these cells are so highly differentiated that the spiritual energy can get, is translated can into mental energy, into memories. Files, all the memory files are, you know, placed here in the brain cells in the, at different frequencies. Right? So once I have the positive thoughts, the true thoughts, truthful thoughts of knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss and powers, my positive memories which are there with me since the first birth, they start, those files start opening up. Okay? And those memories then lead to attitudes. Positive attitudes. Spiritual attitude towards people. I am a soul, she is a soul, he is a soul. And that attitude of spirituality leads to positive emotions. Good wishes and pure feelings. Right? And then those good wishes and pure feelings lead to elevated thoughts. So this is how the spiritual energy gets converted into mental energy, right? And then that mental energy, through this mental energy, the knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss is going to each and every cell of my body. Right? And then this spiritual energy, this energy of knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss and powers fills my body. Each and every cell of my body is filled with this energy. But the team is, that is mind is, should be 100% positive. Now once I start using, because all these seven energies are essential to each and every cell of the body. Once I start, now this energy is there in my body. Now, physical energy that is energy required for this body to nourish it, to keep it going, is food. If I take sattvic food, pure, sattvic food. What is the meaning of pure? Pure means food cooked in the soul consciousness, in Baba's remembrance. Pure means food taken in Baba's remembrance, in soul consciousness, in Baba's remembrance. That is the definition of pure, right? Sattvic means food which increases our seven energies. Like fruits, vegetables, salads, chapati, sabji means again vegetables, and milk of cow, right? Not the preserved milk, right? Fresh milk. And nuts, which are present these days. You know, many things will be present in the golden age, not present now, right? They will be offered to you later on, right? But at present we have these, right? This is called a sattvic food. When you see this food and eat this food, this increases knowledge. Purity. It purifies the body because it has got high fiber. It purifies each and every cell of the body, right? No? Because it gives you instant energy, it makes you peaceful. You don't have to fight for energy. It makes you loveful, right? Because things are available easily. It makes you happy. It makes you blissful. And gives you power. Power to tolerate, power to accommodate, power to face, right? So this is called a sattvic food, right? What is rasic food? All fried foods are rasic food. Parathas, pakodas, samosas, all sweets. They make you lazy and careless. Because they need more energy to digest. Sattvic food stimulates your parasympathetic system. It stimulates your release of happy hormones. Right? And on the other hand, the rasic food, it makes you lazy and careless. Oh, I'll do it later on. Amrit Vela, no, you know, I could not sleep properly, so I'll do Amrit Vela lying down in the bed only, right? Center is too far, I'll listen to Murli on the mobile, you know. Or on the internet, right? Is as good, no? That becomes careless, right? Because your energy is being consumed by you have to digest that food, heavy food, right? Tamasic food is one, the food which stimulates your sympathetic system. Sympathetic system means which increases the which irritates your nerve cells. So it makes you easy prey for vices. Lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego, fear, anxiety, jealousy, comparison, competitions, assumptions, suspiciousness, finding fault with others, hostile behavior, pressures of time, pressures of work, perfection, right? So it makes you easy prey for these negativities. So, that's why Baba has given us this precaution that if you want to become a good Brahmin, then have only pure, sattvic, vegetarian, balanced food, balanced diet, not unbalanced. Take only juices, take only fruits. No, it should be balanced. It should have good amount of protein, fat, carbohydrates, vitamins, minerals and water. Adequate amount. Everything should be there. Right? So that is important to nourish this body. Second is exercise. Pure sattvic exercise. Sattvic means the exercise which increases your seven energies. Pure means in this consciousness that I am a soul, and in the remembrance of Supreme Soul. That is the meaning of pure, right? And then having seven energies from God. Baba. Because who is Baba? Why we have to remember Baba? Because he is ocean of seven energies. Right? He is powerhouse. So if I, this for these 45 minutes of morning walk, after I have taken a bath, before Murli or after Murli, after sunrise, with sunrise, 45 minutes of this walk, that is actually meditation. It's a meditative walk. With a speed of about 110 to 120 steps in a minute, right? So that 45 minutes of, like, I carry out this exercise daily, 45 minutes. In that, in churning those, that Murli, that is Murli. Realizing those points, taking those seven energies coming from God into my consciousness, right? So this is how the, then this is the exercise. Because it removes the physical toxins from my body. Third is sleep. Sleep is again pure sattvic sleep, right? See, walking is good enough. No other exercise is required. Walking in soul conscious stage is good enough for each and every cell of the body. If you walk fast and in soul conscious stage, it takes out toxin from each cell of the body. And that is the aim. If you want to go to Olympics to win a medal, that's a different thing. But to lead a normal Brahman life, 45 minutes of morning walk is enough to take care of each and every cell of the body. Right? Then is pure sattvic sleep. That means pure sattvic sleep means before going to bed, be soul conscious. Right? Be in the remembrance of Supreme Soul. And write down a letter to Baba. From whatever has happened since morning till evening, till 9:30 p.m. in the evening, 3:30 to 9:30, whatever wrongs have happened as per Baba Srimad, have gone out of the line, write down those things. Even good things you can write, bad things you can write. It takes only 10 minutes. In the beginning. Later on it takes only 1 minute, right? When you have more things to write, then it takes, and in the beginning for 15 days it will take 10 minutes approximately. Later on it will take 5 minutes and then 3 minutes and 2 minutes and then 1 minute, because almost everything will be normal, right? After 15 days almost everything will be normal, right? So write down letter, sign it, and then there's a hotline fax available to all the Brahmins. The fax number is, you know, when you dial 110, you go out of the city, out of the state, dial 20, you go out of the country, and you dial three zeros, you go out of the world, right? Right? Isn't it? So I'm zero, three zeros, right? 000. I'm zero, my father is zero, whatever has happened during the day, multiplied by zero, right? So letter has gone to the God, Baba, okay? Tear the letter, put it in the dustbin, okay. And then you fill up your chart, and then be in Baba's remembrance, and go to bed at sharp 10. Because when you sleep like this, first cycle of sleep will give you, that is, one cycle is 2 hours, 110 to 120 minutes, and in the first cycle, there are two types of sleep, REM sleep and NREM sleep. NREM sleep is deep sleep, REM sleep is dreamy sleep, full of dreams, REM, right? So in the first cycle of 2 hours, 10 to 12, this clock tells you, inside this biological clock tells you, you complete one cycle of sleep before 12, before midnight. Right? That means we should sleep at 10. Right? So then this sleep, when you sleep like this, then the first cycle you will have only 10 minutes of dreamy sleep. Sleep, REM sleep. Right? Second cycle, 12 to 2, you will have 30 minutes of dreams. And from 2 to 4, you'll get 50 minutes of dream. Right? And these dreams you don't remember up to 4. If whatever dreams you see, you don't remember. Because they are low frequency dreams. They are usually positive dreams. You won't remember them. But if you sleep from 4 to 6, why Amrit Vela? Why Amrit Vela? There is scientific point here. Human physiology tells us that. When you sleep from 4 to 6, you will have 90 minutes of dreams, which are high frequency dreams. High frequency, when I say high frequency, that means these are dreams of fear, anger, dreams of terror, dreams of accidents, dreams of fire, right? And you remember these dreams because they are high frequency dreams. As you get up 6 a.m., you will remember these dreams. Okay? So, and 4 a.m. there is a release of these hormones from hypothalamus and pituitary and pineal. The studies have shown us that if you have half an hour of bliss during this period of morning, then there is a harmonious release of these 18 hormones from hypothalamus, pituitary and pineal. 9 from hypothalamus, 8 from pituitary and 1 from pineal gland. Right? That's why Amrit Vela is very, very important. And what is Amrit Vela should be? In Amrit Vela should be a blissful Amrit Vela. Blissful means only one thought. I belong to Baba. And no one else. That is bliss. Absorbed in bliss. Absorbed in one. That is bliss. Right? So, for this physical body, you need pure sattvic food, pure sattvic exercise, pure sattvic sleep, and medicines, medication, required medication for your physical ailments. Because with doctors also you have accounts to clear. And we are here to clear all the accounts. To become an angel, I have to clear all my accounts. Right? So this is the way. Then what happens, once you, for physical body you do this, for spiritual energy you do Amrit Vela, imbibe 7 energies from Baba, and fill yourself with 7 energies. And for the mind, my theme should be positive, because once I enjoy blissful Amrit Vela, all the 7 energies come to me, I enjoy volcanic stage of meditation, my all negative memories of lust, anger, ego, greed, attachment, fear, anxieties, all sins, whatever you may think about, whatever my habits are, those memories, they get deleted. Because you achieve, in the Amrit Vela only it is possible to achieve a lowest possible frequency, that is one. Master Almighty stage. Because when you get up from sleep, your frequency, you are in delta sleep, and delta sleep frequencies are less than 4. So you already getting up from the bed in the stage of 2 or 3. 2 is bliss, 1 is Master Almighty. And anything less than 1, when you start going to Paramdham, you know, you start, consciousness goes to Paramdham, then your sins are being deleted. High frequencies, memories are deleted. And that is how to burn the sins of the past births. And that is possible mostly, usually in Amrit Vela only. Because that is the time, it is the best time to burn your, or delete your memories of sinful actions. Right? And then, once you have done this, then from 5 to 8, you remain absorbed in Baba's remembrance and Baba's Murli. Why? Because at 8 a.m., there is a release of adrenal hormones. That is cortisol. Hormones are released from the glands which are beyond, above the kidneys. These are, they are called adrenal glands. Because this is provided by the nature to take care of our stresses, pressures of life, challenges in our life. So whatever team, thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories will have up to 8 a.m. will decide your adrenal surge. Right? And once you have that, you get a harmonious surge of adrenal gland at 8 a.m. If you think only, you up to 8, only if you have only 100% positive team. From where you will get 100% positive team? Baba's Murli is 100% positive team. It is 100% positive team. 100% positive thoughts are present in the Murli. 100% emotions, positive emotions. 100% positive attitudes and 100% positive memories of the golden age. And coming age. Coming times, right? So up to 8 a.m. totally remain totally absorbed in Murli only. And go to the center to listen to the Murli, because it is very, very important to go to the center. Because only then Murli gets imbibed into our consciousness. Just reading Murli on mobile or internet is not enough, right? Read your Murli immediately after Amrit Vela once, and then go to during taking bath or morning walk, keep on reminding yourself what Baba said, and then go to the class and listen to the Murli. So 4 to 8 a.m. is the time for us to be totally absorbed in charging ourselves, the soul and the mind. And then this energy starts going to the body, physical body. And then once you take sattvic diet, sattvic exercise, sattvic sleep and sattvic medicines. And revise your Murli during the day at least 5 times. At least 5 times. Right? And actually it should be 21 times. See, what is Murli? What is Murli? What is Murli? It is Baba's love letter, right? It is Baba's love letter to each of us, all of us, isn't it? Especially to me, special for each, right? And where should we keep our Murlis? Where we keep the love letter? Near our hearts, right? Once you keep it near the heart, you will never get a heart attack, right? Right? And this is Murli is, love letter is always read in solitude, isn't it? So just whenever you get little time, sitting in the car, before taking breakfast, before taking water, just take out, read one line and smile and then keep it back, right? And then keep on thinking about it, churning about it, right? Revising it, churning it, remembering it, right? And so keep on doing it again and again, again and again. So that you become embodiment of, by the evening, before you go to bed, you become embodiment of this. Okay? So if you do this during the whole day, then this energy, these 7 energies, they start coming out of the body. They start coming, knowledge starts coming out of the body. Vibrations of knowledge, vibrations of purity, vibrations of peace, love, happiness, bliss and powers. And they start accumulating around you. That makes your aura around you, right? So you have taken care of your sins in the morning, Amrit Vela. Taken care of your mind up to 8 a.m. by becoming embodiment of Murli. And taken care of your body by taking pure sattvic food, pure sattvic exercise, pure sattvic sleep, and realizing and revising Murli again and again, and taking medicines without crying, right? Some people cry and take medicines, right? Don't cry. Take them with lot of love in Baba's remembrance, as dry fruits. If you follow this, what will happen, this whole energy, whole body, physical body will also be full of 7 energies. And that is what you become in. Slowly, if in this process, you become an angel, right? So So this is in brief, I told you about angel. Now what are the stages? Because I have got little 7-8 minutes left with me. What is an angel? Angel is one who has got 100% conscious mind. 100% conscious mind. Because angel is one who has got 100% control on controlling power and ruling power over thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories. And today, our mind is, 90% of our mind is either unconscious or subconscious. Only 8% mind is conscious. 92% mind is unconscious or subconscious. So how can I control my mind? How can I rule over my mind? Can I? It's not possible. Unconscious mind comes from the past births. Sins of the past, whatever sins I have done in last 63 births makes my unconscious mind. Okay? Subconscious mind is of this birth. Whatever decisions I have not been able to take in this birth makes my subconscious mind. Right? Now I come to the in-depth analysis of a soul. Soul has got three faculties: intellect, mind and habits or results or personality traits. Now soul is releasing these 7 energies and is making this body function, right? The immediate aspect of the soul is releasing these 7 energies, immediate aspect of the soul is called as intellect. Like this bulb, the glow is maximum near the bulb. As the distance increases from the bulb, the light energy becomes less and less and less and less, right? But the maximum is near the bulb. Same way, the intellect is, what is intellect? Intellect is nothing but these accumulation of 7 energies where the maximum is intellect. Intellect contains knowledge. Intellect contains purity. Intellect contains peace. Intellect contains love. Intellect contains happiness. Intellect contains bliss. Intellect contains all the 8 powers. Right? Now there are further 4 divisions. Then outside this intellect is mind, team, memories, attitudes, emotions and thoughts. And outside this intellect and mind is our physical body. 5 senses: eyes, nose, ears, mouth, skin, all over the body. 5 senses through which we are connected with the whole world. Right? Soul sees this world through eyes, smells this world through nose, hears through these ears from the world, and speaks or eats with the mouth and skin. It senses everything from outside and also skin inside the body. In the intestine tract or the lungs or the blood vessels, everywhere there is that is inner skin, right? So through this we sense everything. Now, so that is our physical body. And 5 senses and 8 organs: brain, immune system, lungs, heart, liver and GI tract, intestinal system, hormonal system, hypothalamus, pituitary, pineal, thyroid, parathyroid, pancreas, adrenals, gonads, and muscles and bones, musculoskeletal system, and the excretory system, kidneys and sweat glands. These are 8 systems of the body. Now, this inner part, that is the intellect and mind, is the subtle body. There is one physical body. And what is subtle body? Subtle body is nothing but intellect and mind. And mostly the mind, right? Is it clear? Right. So now, the part of this, the 4 aspects of mind I already told you, 4 aspects of intellect are, the first aspect is heart of the soul. Heart. Not this heart. This heart is physical heart. Heart of the soul, which is also called as consciousness, which is also called as conscience, which is also called as antaratma, which is also called as dil tak, heart throne. So heart of the soul is that part of this, that aspect of the soul, or that aspect of the intellect where these seven energies are maximum. Especially the six ones, first six. Knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness and bliss. And with the culmination of all these seven, six energies comes the wisdom. In Hindi it is called as Vivek. Right? Wisdom. And then is the intellect proper. Intellect proper. That is power of judgment. Power of discretion is Vivek or wisdom, and power of judgment is proper intellect. Right? And then comes the subconscious mind or chitta. Chit. This time the slogan was Satchit Anand, right? Of this RCOs and NCOs meeting. Chit means subconscious mind. And unconscious mind is like a shadow behind the intellect. Shadow of our past births. Is it clear? So when the soul is full of seven energies, it is called as Sato Pradhan. Sato Pradhan word has come from seven. Sato means seven, Pradhan means full, bharpur. Rajo is when these seven energies have come down less than 50%. Rajo means evening, right? Light has come down to below 50%. That is Rajo. Rajo Pradhan. Tamo means darkness. When all the seven energies have come down below a critical level. Just enough to take care of this body. Just enough to take care of this body, not able to take care of the mind or intellect. Because soul takes care of the mind, intellect and sanskaras, and also takes care of this physical body, right? But as the energy is reducing, now it is just enough to take care of the body only, not able to take care of mind and intellect and sanskaras, right? Now, my all sins, when my intellect is full of seven energies, my wisdom is godly. My intellect is divine. And my chitta or subconscious mind is silent. It is blissful. That's why it said, Satchit Anand Swarup. Because I don't have any subconscious mind. There's nothing hidden, right? Everything is clear, transparent. So angel is one who has a transparent mind or 100% conscious mind. No unconscious mind, no subconscious mind. Only conscious mind, right? But when the energy falls below 50%, then mind becomes the master. Initially soul was the master. In the copper age, mind becomes the master. And mind is connected with five senses and the body. This mind starts investigating what is happening outside. Starts seeing things, bodies, observing things, observing five elements, listening things from outside, eating things which are tasty or not tasty. So then my mind starts getting that those impressions because of five senses. And my mind becomes slave of five senses. Right? In turn, soul becomes slave of five senses and five vices. And that is how these sins are being stored, are being stored from 22nd birth, right? In my consciousness. I have been leaving body, taking body and taking the sins. When I leave the body, I take the sins to the next birth, then to next birth, then to next birth, then to... In the end, I have come to this birth. And God has come now. And given me this true knowledge. Right? So, when I was having without God, without godly knowledge, what I was doing, because I had very little seven energies, my vivek, wisdom was not working properly, my intellect was not able to take decisions, so my subconscious mind was increasing in size, bigger, right? Isn't it? I was confused. So my chitta was chanchal. It was not focused. It was not peaceful. It was not blissful. All the time moving, unstable. Lots of thoughts coming from unconscious, subconscious mind. Lots of dreams coming from subconscious mind of vices. Whatever I could not do during the day, that came in the form of dreams in the night. That is why subconscious mind, everything comes in the night. When conscious mind sleeps, subconscious becomes awake. And I start having dreams. Right? So this is how the things have been taking place. I got this knowledge in remembrance, Baba's remembrance. I got these seven energies. My heart is pure. Truthful heart. What is truthful heart? A heart which has got ABCD, full of ABCD. I'm a soul, son of Supreme Soul, all relationship with him, and the world is a drama. Everyone is an actor, right? So once you have this consciousness, then the vivek becomes again, wisdom again becomes powerful. It becomes godly wisdom, right? And intellect becomes divine. So now all my decisions are going into the conscious mind. Subconscious mind becomes less and less. And with meditation, I achieve volcanic stage of meditation, my sins are being cleared. So subconscious mind becomes very small and slowly disappears. Because subconscious mind is of this birth. Then I do further meditation, then unconscious mind also becomes less and less, right? So once I achieve that stage of no subconscious or unconscious mind, then I become an angel. I become embodiment of seven energies. My face, chalan means actions. They are full of seven energies. They are knowledgeful, full of purity, full of peace, full of love, full of happiness, full of bliss, and full of powers. Right? And that is what is an angel. Is it clear? So by doing this, understanding in depth all the four subjects, knowledge, meditation, divine values, and fourth is service, all round service, not one service, not only vocal service, all round service, through mind, through speech, through actions. Then I start achieving introvertness, I become, like start going in solitude, concentration, determination. And then oneness comes and then leads to angelic stage, right? So we could have thought about the scientific aspects of this and how these later on sometimes we'll discuss, but this is how to become an angel. Om.